Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Welcome into the best in paranormal podcasting. This is Darkness Radio. I'm your host, Tim Dennis. We have an exciting show today, folks. We are going to get into it here just briefly, but I tell you, we've got an exciting show. We're going to talk to you about how you have an opportunity this fall to celebrate Halloween in Romania with the great-grandnephew of Bram Stoker himself, the man who wrote Dracula. And I'm telling you, folks, I've got goosebumps right now thinking about it and thinking about how bad I want to be there. If I want to be there that bad, I know you want to be there that bad. We're going to talk to you about how you can do it and how you can spread it over some easy payments and how to do so. And I'm telling you, it's going to be so easy for you folks to get on this trip and get there right now. I'm so excited about this. We'll get to it in just a second. But first, I want to address something that I know a lot of you have emailed me about, you've sent me communiques about, and that is the unfortunate passing on Sunday of Dan Rivera of NESPR, the New England Society for Psychic Research. Abbreviation kind of escaped me there for a minute. They were touring with the Annabelle doll. And I know there's been a little bit of a circus that's been made of his passing. I'm not here to do that. I didn't report it on Supernatural News yesterday with Mally for a reason. That being this, is there's already been enough of a circus, I think, being made of his death. Let's clear the air for a second here. His death was not caused by Annabelle, all right? I know there's a lot of people who want to speculate about that. I know Dan had a health issue that happened while they were touring with the doll. That's being widely reported. I believe TMZ was one of the sources that reported on that, as the straight news sources reporting it. They're reporting that simply that he passed away while it happened. There's been other sources, including NESPR themselves, that I think kind of amped it up a little bit. We'll just put it this way, and this is all I'm going to report it as. Dan passed away while on the road with the Annabelle doll. He passed away in Gettysburg at the Gettysburg Hotel as part of that paranormal tour series. Darkness Radio does want to send their condolences to Dan, his family, his friends. We do want to recognize Dan for all of his contributions to the paranormal field, as he was a seasoned paranormal investigator, a very good paranormal investigator. And we do want to send our love and condolences to his family. And we want to leave it at that and recognize Dan for all of his contributions to the field. And we just hope and wish that people would stop with the speculations and trying to make this into something more than what it is, because it's not. It just simply isn't. It was simply a health crisis, and we wish Dan Godspeed in the afterlife. That's it. So, also briefly, I got the pleasure of seeing I Know What You Did Last Summer. This is not a remake, by the way. This is almost a continuation of the original film from 1997. For lack of a better term, it also tips its hat to the original cast, and you do get to see some original cast members in this movie. I'm not ruining anything for you because you've seen some of them in the trailer for this movie. Briefly, five friends, inadvertently, they cause a deadly car accident one summer. When they go back to Southport, North Carolina, to enjoy the 4th of July celebration there. They go up to, I believe it's Reaper's Bend, to see the fireworks, and they're horsing around up there. They cause a car to go off the road. They cause the death of a young man. And they come back 1 year later for one of the characters' wedding shower. And it kicks off from there. The action's kind of fast and furious. One of the characters brings back a podcaster, believe it or not, a true crime podcaster with her to help try to... She doesn't try to help solve. She gets involved in trying to help solve who this is who sends the infamous "I know what you did last summer" note to the character who's getting married. And I know you're saying, well, Tim, which character's which? Which character's which? Well, I know one of the characters' names is Ava. I know one of them's Danica. Danica's the one who's getting married. And there, I mean, I know, you know, from the trailers that Ray Bronson, Freddie Prinze Jr., comes back in this movie. He shows up in this movie, of course. And I'm going to keep the lid on who else is in this movie from the old cast. But there's some pleasant surprises. It's kind of like this is kind of like your fast food, your comfort food, for you horror fans who were into the original. I Know What You Did Last Summer. I won't say clever spin, but it's a nice spin on the original, and gives you a reheated version of the original, and it has a few clever twists and turns in there, but somewhere they forgot where they were going towards the end of the movie. It's kind of like they were getting so clever in the middle of the script that they forgot how they wanted to end the movie. You'll see what I mean when you see the movie, but all in all, it's not a bad afternoon of entertainment. I would encourage you to maybe go see this at a matinee. With that being said, I'd give it about 2.5 out of 5 stars. It's good, but not great. You know, it's passable entertainment. Although it's not a predictable ending, it's one that kind of falls apart at the end. I don't know that you'd be all that impressed with the ending, but there is a little bit of promise at the end. I'll give you that much. You tell me. Give me a shout out, tim@darknessradio.com. I know some of you may say you'll be disappointed. Some of you may say, I love that ending. But I'm curious as to what you think about what you thought about the new I Know What You Did Last Summer. Go see it this weekend. It opens Friday at a theater near you. Let's move on with our program, folks, because we've got an exciting program coming up here today. We've got a good friend back with us. Dacre Stoker is with us. He's the great-grandnephew of Bram Stoker and the international best-selling co-author of Dracula the Undead, the official Stoker family-endorsed sequel to Dracula. Dacre is also the co-editor with Elizabeth Miller of The Lost Journal of Bram Stoker, The Dublin Years. His latest novel, Dracul, is a prequel to Dracula. It was released in October of 2018, co-authored with J.D. Barker, and has been sold to Putnam in North America, Penguin Random House in the UK, and additional publishers in France, Spain, Italy, Hungary, Brazil, Serbia, Taiwan, Turkey, Vietnam, Czech Republic, Bulgaria, Portugal, and Poland, with film rights purchased by Paramount Studios. Dacre, of course, is a native of Montreal, Canada. He taught physical education and sciences for 22 years in both Canada and the U.S. He's participated in the sport of modern pentathlon as an athlete and a coach in the international and Olympic levels in Canada for 12 years. He's also an avid player and coach in the unique game of real tennis. In May of 2016, as an athlete, he's been coaching for the past 4 years. He's also a huge player now in the realm here of the paranormal. You've seen him at many different paranormal conventions, including this past spring at Missouri Paracon. He was a guest there at Missouri Paracon, and he's been lecturing about Dracula all over our paranormal conventions, and we've been welcoming him with open arms. And of course, you're going to be able to see him and travel with him to Romania as part of Mysterious Adventures Tours this coming fall. And I want to welcome back to Darkness Radio, Dacre Stoker. Dacre, thank you so much for coming back to Darkness Radio.
Well, thank you, Tim. It's nice to sort of come back to the dark side. know, I've been out there enough. I'm living in South Carolina. It's pretty damn bright out here and hot and sweaty. But yeah, let's get down and talk the dark side, especially, you know, Romania, the paranormal side, the Vlad Dracula side, the Count Dracula side. It's exciting, and I'm so excited to be working with Mysterious Adventures. I've been on a number of tours with other companies. I've known these guys. I've had friends that have hosted and ambassadored the trip. I've known Maria for a while, and finally, I'm available, as is she, to come together and make this trip happen. So it's a dream come true for me, and hopefully we'll get lots of people who want to jump on board and ride the train with us.
Yeah, and boy, Maria puts together some wonderful trips, and she's always put together some great itineraries, some great spots for you to visit, and puts together these itineraries where you have an absolutely fun time. There's always great things on the tours, some educational things on the tours, some fun things on the tours. And you can never say once you get done with one of Maria's tours that you haven't experienced life, right? And
that's what it looks like to me. I mean, by chatting with her and the other people in her office, and of course, appropriately named Vlad, her man in Romania, we got some interesting things cooked up. You know, in addition to her incredible itinerary, there are things that we want to keep a little bit of a secret. Some of the things, it's not dangerous. Nobody will get hurt too much. But you know, it's like we like people to come to trips like this and be on the edge a little bit. You not know what to expect when we go into Hoyabachi Forest. We don't know exactly what to expect when, you know, you go into Givaldi prison, because who knows what's going to, you know, what sort of spirits are lurking about, what we're going to pick up, what the sensitive people will hear, listen and feel. So I'm thrilled, Tim, because one thing I like to do is make connections. And with all the research I've done, 15 years of research on my great-granduncle Bram, his life, the things that he researched. Now, he never went to Transylvania, never went to Romania. The closest he got was Italy when he buried his father, if you can believe it.
Really?
But I know all the books that he used for his research. I helped verify the discovery of them in the London Library. So Tim, it's like you or I or Maria going on Google and saying, we want to write a story. What's it look like in this place? Or what's it look like here? Well, in those days, there was obviously no Google. There was no internet. There was, you know, no television. So they had to go to books. Hmm. And thank goodness there were some very brave souls that headed over to this part of the world. It wasn't always known as Romania. There was Wallachia, Transylvania, Bulgaria, Moldavia, all these sort of places that moved around. Sometimes they were run by or owned by, governed by Hungary, Germany. So there was a lot of things going on, but we know the region just before the Black Sea, very turbulent area.
Yeah.
And turbulent because the powerful Ottoman Empire on the other side of the Black Sea were constantly looking at and making forays into Christian Europe. And that's where Vlad the Impaler became famous. His father was one of the Order of the Dragon, who was, you know, their job was to keep the Ottomans at bay and either fight them as they could in small mountain passes or make bargains and deals with them so they wouldn't destroy them. But they were the frontier, you know, for the Austrian-Hungarian Empire, for the Germans, Hungarians were counting on the Carpathian Mountains and people like Vlad over his reign. Now, Vlad only reigned 7.5 years, mm-hmm. but during those 7.5 years, he did a lot, impalement and battles and so on. But because of these incredible mountains that we see in the movies, you know, the Dracula movies and so on, small mountain passes, Vlad, who could cobble together, you know, 40,000 could take on the army of 400,000 and be successful. So going to this country and connecting the dots between what did Bram Stoker know about Vlad the Impaler? What do we know about Vlad the Impaler? We're going to see where he was born. We're going to see where some of the castles he reigned in. And we're also going to see where my great-granduncle Bram set parts of his story based on all these books that we found in the London Library. They had maps in them. He left, you know, coordinates in his notebook, so we can find those coordinates. We can find the original map, but we can go to that spot. We know what why he had Jonathan Harker stayed in certain hotels. We're going to go see those locations. So connecting dots, bringing people who are interested in the novel or the books, Dracula. We show films along the way. I give my sort of audiovisual lectures along the way. So it's a, you know, it's educational, it's fun, it's spooky. People get to do, you know, some just downtime on their own exploring. And then, you know, I just like just hanging around. Some people I've found on these tours love to talk about writing, my writing, their writing. Where do you get inspired? What do you think about this, Dacre? So there's those sort of downtimes that are also just wonderful to get to know, you know, people of a kindred spirit.
I'm a little curious, Dacre. You know, this may seem like kind of a weird esoteric type question, but, you know, they talk about how the DNA, you know, we have DNA handed down to us. The DNA lives on within us. And sometimes that DNA can fire up within us, right? Sometimes when you travel to a place, you almost feel like you carry your ancestors with you, right? And almost like you feel like you've been somewhere before, right? Or like you might be living a past life. And I have to ask you this, because obviously this isn't your first time being there, but do you feel almost like when you put boots on the ground in Romania, when you put boots on the ground in this area, do you feel like you're bringing your great uncle with you? Or do you feel like you brought Bram with you? Or do you feel like maybe...
I sort of do.
Yeah, well, yeah.
I mean, I do bring this little guy along at times because he's great for photo ops. But, you know, you bring up a really good point, because the more I have sort of delved into his life, the more things that I find I share in common with him. And is it, you know, nature, nurture? Mm-hmm. So he was, and now I didn't have this any sort of disability as a kid. He was very sick as a kid for the first 7 years of his life, but he recovered by doing athletics. And he grew out of what it was. I think it was respiratory allergies and asthma. Very debilitating, no medicines, none of that. Lots of mold, mildew, allergens, all that. But he got out of it. And then he became a very successful athlete at the college level, lots of medals, road, long distance, race walking, gymnastics, rugby. As I played all those sort of sports, and as well as modern pentathlon. But then he also had, Tim, a very detailed side of his brain, which I do. That's that sort of school teacher in me, making sure everything's right, getting all the grades right, the lesson plans, organizational skills. Bram had that, and he exercised that when he was a young man, took his first job as a clerk in the Petty Sessions legal department. So he went the legal route for a while and actually wrote a manual that was used in Ireland up until 1962, a legal manual. I did, you know, for 15 years in my town here, I volunteered with the sheriff's office in a volunteer unit, but to help support these deputies when they're out on you know, warrant searches and, you know, in the county fair when they need more people to check the parking lot and all that stuff. I mean, very benign things, but it's that get things right, help people doing things that are right. I was not an actor, but I did was a stage manager when I was at school. Mm-hmm. Bram was a theater manager. So that plus our writing, you know, didn't come naturally to Bram. It didn't come naturally to me, but I did a lot of research. I found good co-authors for the books you mentioned at the top of the show. So it is sort of strange that the more I delve into it, I found his journal. It was like, oh my gosh, I share some of those thoughts. I look at the detail-oriented side of the novel Dracula. He had so many details just right, train schedules, telegram schedules, real people, real things based on real places. Now, since I've seen those books written by adventurers who give really solid details about Transylvania, Wallachia, Vlad the Impaler, different places, I get to go there. Bram didn't. But by golly, I've realized that Bram had focused in on those same details that capture my attention, as they did Charles Bonner, Andrew Cross, Elizabeth Machicelli, all these folks, to paint an accurate picture of this country to make this book seem real. Dracula came across to people, and it still does, as how can a guy write a book that takes part six, you know, bunch of chapters in a country he's never been to? Mm-hmm. And he made it just as realistic as all the chapters he said in Whitby and London and Purfleet and Exeter and so on. But that's sort of what I do with Maria. You know, we've got schedules, itineraries, very accurate. We know where we need to be. We know what we're going to look at. And we read chapters from the book. You know, when you're there, you know, we expose them to the right kind of music, the right kind of food, you know, what goes on in these castles, the accuracy lined up. So, yes, there is lots of fantasy. No question. That's, you know, that's the icing on the cake. But let's set the stage and tell the story right, so that you know, sort of from the boots up, as you say, boots on the ground, what really happened? What's the real connection? And now let's get into the literary side. Let's get into that fun side where it's nighttime. The shadows get long. The mist comes up. The stories go on. The imagination begins to wander. And then that's when the real fun begins.
Because follow me here. I'll get a little out there and maybe a little woo-woo, and then we'll bring it right back to the task at hand here, and that's this. I find it interesting, and like you said, there's so much in common with your great-great-uncle, and then there's you. That, do you believe in soul splintering, that maybe there's a bit of Bram in you, there's a bit of you in Bram, and then maybe, if you want to really tie it all together, that maybe at one point there's a past life there that maybe Bram was there in a past life. Maybe that's why he knew so much about that area. Maybe he was in that area at one time. And all he's doing is just drawing from a past life and putting it on the page.
You know, I'll tell you this. I have learned to open my mind more so than I ever did as a teacher of science, where, you know, you're sort of got to have proof and everything else that happened in Dracula between Dr. Seward and Van Helsing, you've got to have proof. But since I've done all this research and I've rubbed shoulders with some of the paranormal investigators, and they've opened my eyes, Bram has opened my eyes when I dug into him and found things like, why did he say there are mysteries in life which men can only guess at, which age by age we may solve only in part? Why, I read this article written by a Scottish journalist in Dundee, Scotland, convinced that Bram Stoker had second sight, that he possessed the second sight. And Bram wrote about it in a book, but then he told two stories about him experiencing things where he felt he had second sight. So Bram was very open-minded, and I think he really did feel that the possibilities of the spirit lives on, and the spirit, you know, reconnects later on. And I'm beginning to think so myself as I look more into it. And, you know, you can be very pragmatic about things. You can be very open-minded. You can meet somewhere in the middle. And I'm switching more to being more open-minded, listening, feeling, and I get that as a result of what I read about Bram. And it's not just Dracula. You know, it's some of his other stories. It's in his journal. And I think, you know, what, like the New York Times, I think it was, in their obituary, Bram Stoker carried a sense of Celtic mysticism with him in his writing and his life. And maybe some folks that he met during his travels to America, which he came to 8 times with Henry Irving in the Lyceum Theater, you know, picked up that mystical side of him. So I'm still discovering stuff, Tim, mm-hmm. and I think it's neat. And I love to share it with other people, especially on these trips when I can learn from them and they can learn from me. So that's another key bonus of going on a Mysterious Adventures tours with Maria and company, is that it's usually a very fertile or target-rich environment for thinking about these things, discussing them, and sharing them.
Let me bring it back to the trip itself in Romania. When you put boots on the ground in that special land, do you feel like there is a bit of a mystical feel to it? Does it open up that second sight? Do you feel like when you do put boots on the ground there, that there's a bit not only just a mystical feel to it, but do you feel like you're more in tune with the land, and that do you feel that something magical happens when you're there? And again, I may have some people at home that are rolling their eyes like, oh, come on, Tim, what changes there that you don't have at home? But do you feel more like you're in tune with not just the book itself, or not just the characters itself, or with the history of the land, but I'm talking more of a supernatural feel, like anything can happen that might have actually happened in the book or in history, that basically anything supernatural can happen while you're there?
Well, okay, but before I can really answer that, you've got to go back to, this is one of a few parts of the world. It's not just isolated to Eastern Europe or Wallachia, Transylvania, Moldavia. But this is where the concept of the restless spirit, the vampire, emerged from, where Bram found it. And you know, there's great history with the mourning rituals that Transylvanians practiced. A Scottish lady, Emily Gerard, traveled over there. She was living in Vienna. She married a Polish guy in the Austrian-Hungarian cavalry and was stationed in northern Transylvania. She deserves a lot of credit for doing exactly what you just mentioned, boots on the ground. She was a person from Scotland, and look, they've got a lot of interesting pagan rituals as well, mm-hmm. as well as, you know, conflict between Protestants and Catholics, and, you know, more traditional religion, but a lot of pagan rituals. And she was attuned to that. When she went there and had a lot of free time on her hands, she wandered around the countryside. She'd go and visit, talk to men of the cloth. She talked to people who were, you know, known as shaman or witches or soothsayers. And she ended up writing about it. And she wrote about it in a magazine that Bram actually published in, 19th Century Magazine, it's called. And then she got so into it, she wrote a 2-volume book called Land Beyond the Forest. And Bram, in the one interview that he gave about Dracula, actually credited her. Madame Gerard, Emily Gerard, has given a great record of this, as did Oscar Wilde's mother, who was writing all about Irish folklore and superstition, where she said, Madame Gerard has given an accurate record of this, and she's found them very similar to the Irish folklore and superstitions, and some of them, you know, very spooky, scary, vampires, werewolves, you know, Strigoi, all that stuff. So Bram got this from two sources, Emily Gerard and Lady Jane Wilde. So do I feel that? By golly, yes, because I've picked up more books now, one by Adriana Grosha, who is a Romanian who is a professor at San Diego State. She wrote a book about the whole idea of demystifying Romanian Transylvanian stories as cautionary tales, people that broaden their mind and are tuned to things, very similar to Irish ones as well. So I think Bram found this, as I have. And when I go there and I have freshly, you know, kind of refreshed myself on these stories. And Tim, also, when you get outside Bucharest, which is a fast city, you know, big, a lot of traffic, and you get out to the countryside, that's where life slows down. It's much quieter. There's more animals. There's more country folk. Well, we all know darn well that country folk that deal with the natural world also are very attuned to the supernatural world. Because, of course, when the lights go down and, you know, the bats, the rats, the owls, the wolves, the foxes, these things sort of come out, they're very attuned to that. Mm-hmm. And even to this day, I've got a very good friend, an Irish guy who's married to a Romanian lawyer. Her mother passed away recently. And the Irish guy said, and this is just a few weeks ago, said, Dacre, it's incredible the intricacies of the mourning rituals we still go through. People put covers over the mirrors. They close the curtains right away. They open a door. There are certain things that have to happen ritualistically. You have to bring a jug of fresh water, a young girl does, to an old lady. All these things, and they all have meaning. Some of them are cautionary. Some of them, so life goes on, help other people. We may not know exactly where they came from, but it somehow makes sense in these more simplistic rural environments where the internet, the computers, your cell phones don't dominate. It's simple life that people are attuned to. And I do feel that way when I, you know, we get to a town, we go for a walk, you know, you put the electronics away and you just listen, or you hike in a cool vineyard, or you hike and go up a mountainside, or you go into a graveyard and people are there, you know, lighting their little candles and cleaning up things. And it's really a fun experience, but it's the simple experience. And when it's simple, that gives us opportunity for our minds to open up a little bit more.
You know, 10 days of that just to get away and be away from the electronics and to do something just simple and to get into something simple and almost ritualistic sounds incredibly refreshing right about now. I'm not going to lie. It just sounds like a wonderful time. I tell you what, folks, we're going to take a break here. But if this sounds incredibly refreshing to you, if this sounds like exactly the kind of thing you need, especially right around Halloween when the veil is the thinnest and you want that type of experience, if you want to be right in the thick of it, right where you should be at Halloween, right there at Bran Castle, especially Dracula's Vampire Ball, Bran Castle on Halloween. Talk about the perfect experience. Being in Romania for that time right around Halloween, the perfect Halloween vacation. I tell you what, we have a link in the description of this program. You can celebrate it with Dacre Stoker in Romania. 10 days. Is 10 days correct? Have I got that right?
No, it's 12 days.
12 days. I'm sorry. 12 days.
12 days.
And it's the perfect vacation. And you can spread. I've got 10 in my head here, Dacre, because I believe you can spread it over 10 payments, if I remember right.
That's correct. Yeah.
That's right. We've got the link to Mysterious Adventures Tours in the description of this program. During the break, go there, click on that link, find out how you can travel with Dacre to Romania. When we come back, I'm going to ask Dacre about what we can expect. What can we expect about the tour? What can we expect about going to the haunted forest? What can we expect about going to a haunted jail? What can we expect about celebrating Halloween at Bran Castle? That's all coming up next right here on the best in paranormal podcasting. This is Darkness Radio.
L-E-T-E-N-E-Z. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisisCLE.com/podcast.
L-E-T-E-N-E-Z. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisisCLE.com/podcast.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at legendz.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisisCLE.com/podcast.
Welcome back to the Best in Paranormal Podcasting. This is Darkness Radio. I'm your host, Tim Dennis. My guest, Dacre Stoker. We are talking about how you can travel to Romania for Halloween and join Dacre in Romania for one of the best trips of your life. I'm going to say it is the best trip of your life, as it is a destination of a lifetime, a bucket destination, in which you're going to have the time of life, a time of your life, for 12 days. See, I'm stumbling here, Dacre, because I'm excited. I've got chill bumps. I've got adrenaline going here because I'm one of those that, hey, if I could do it, I would do it. If I could get away for 12 days, I'd be there with you. I'm just saying that when Maria told me about it and the fact that you're involved in this trip and that this is a once in a lifetime deal, I jumped for joy just hearing about it, just talking with her about it. She and I talked about it for 2 hours on the phone, just about the things that you had planned for this. I got keyed in on a few of the secret things that we can't talk about on the show.
Okay. Be careful now.
Yeah, I know.
We want secrets.
No spoilers.
Yeah.
But I just know that you guys have one heck of a trip planned. For this trip, and that you guys are going to have a wonderful time. Without giving too many spoilers here, Dacre, let's talk about some of the things we can talk about. Some of the things that people can look forward to on this trip. You mentioned the haunted forest. Let's talk about, and I have a hard time pronouncing the name. I'm not
Hoya Baciu Forest. It's in the outskirts of Cluj.
Okay.
It's one of the most haunted forests in Europe, probably in the world. I've been there twice, one at night, one at day. The two young men that have sort of put it on the map, Alex and Marius, I helped them with a grant about 10 years ago, you know, give an endorsement, and they got money to print the maps. They're the key guides that Maria's group uses. But, you know, it's I can't remember how many acres, but it's, you know, probably at least, you know, 1,000 acres up on top of a pretty big hill overlooking Cluj. But what's happened is that there's strange occurrences. There is a bald spot in the middle. They've had, you know, forestry guys sit there. They don't have any real reason why trees haven't grown in that bald spot. There's lots of soil. It's not like it's just rock. There's lots of soil, and people have had different readings in there, different feelings. They've had, you know, weird occurrences where the batteries in their phone or their cameras have just sort of died. And there's also been, you know, disappearances. But, you know, that has sort of been chalked up to maybe there's been shepherds, you know, grazing around or something in the forest. We're not saying that you know aliens have lifted people off or anything, but a lot of unexplained stuff. There's these interesting shaped trees, much like there's a forest in Poland that has these sort of bent trees. Obviously, common sense would tell you that they were growing towards the light at one time. Nobody really knows. There's so many unexplained things, but it's a cool vibe, and that's, you know, that's going to be, you know, a hike up there in the evening to feel it. And both these guys, I'm not sure which one is actually going to be there that day, but we've hired one of them, either Alex or Marius will be telling us some of these cool stories. And yeah, that's That's one of the cool paranormal things. There's also, Tim, a bunch of castles we go to, and I'll save Bran Castle till the end because there's a, you know, I want to tell the actual link between Dracula's castle and that. But we're going to go to one of the most impressive castles in all of Europe, which is Pelish Castle. Nothing to do with either the Dracula's, but it's absolutely gorgeous. We're going to go to Corvin Castle, or also known as Hunandwara. That it looks like it's something out of Disney World, very well renovated and protected. The manager and the assistant, actually people I've got to know quite well, they're both archaeologists. So they manage the place very carefully. And I've been there now probably 5 or 6 times in my 15 trips there. Oh, wow. Every time I go back, Tim, they've discovered something else within the castle that they have found by slowly removing, you know, bricks or rocks that are falling down or taking off a layer of paint or something. They go back and they see another layer and they can date that to, well, we're now 300 years farther back. We're talking something built like in the 1400s and now we're dated back. They found a room hidden behind, you know, stones and things. So there is still more things being discovered in Corvin Castle. And that's mostly because even though it's government owned, but the people that manage it have a real keen insight into archaeology. We're going to be walking up 1480 steps up the side of a mountain to Vlad Dracula's actual fortress. Now, he didn't build it. It was built by others, but it had deteriorated. Vlad Dracula did march. Many of the detractors of his rule forced march them all the way from Bucharest and made them carry buckets of this very kind of like almost plasticky sand clay that has a real connective but rubbery and movable property to it up the mountain before the steps were there to build this place. And this needed to be built this way with huge thick walls because it's volcanic and they have tremors and that knocks down the walls more than the Ottoman Empire did. But that's where, if any of you listeners remember the story or heard of the story that was featured at the beginning of the 1992 Francis Ford Coppola Dracula film, where Vlad the Impaler's wife commits suicide by jumping into the Argus River to commit suicide so the Ottomans wouldn't get her and torture her while Vlad was out fighting. He came back, find that she did that. She committed suicide. Therefore, the Christian church would not bury her in a Christian service. So he rebelled against the church, stabbed the cross, drank the blood. Now that's the fictional part of it. Mm-hmm. But the real part was she really did jump out of Punari Fortress into the Argus River down below. So when we get up to the top of this, which it's been actually closed for 2 or 3 years for renovation, I'm dying to get up to see what they've done to fix it up. The scenery is incredible, but it is the legit Vlad Dracula's fortress. Wow. Which brings me to the next place, which is sort of a controversial place. You talked about it a couple times in the show, Bran Castle. Right. Not to be confused with Bram, who doesn't have a castle.
Right.
But Bram Stoker did see 2 images of Bran Castle in 2 of these books in the London Library that had been discovered. He listed all 26 books that he used for his research in his notes. The notes were discovered. They live in the Rosenbach Museum in Philadelphia. The curator of the London Library had a copy of these notes, was looking at all the books in the back and wondered if his library, which Bran was a member of, still had the books. He walked through with one of those wheeled carts, found 24 of them, all still in circulation. He pulled them off, he looked through them, and found little marks, check marks, in the margins and things underlined. And he found 2 pictures of Bran Castle. Of all those books, it's the only sketches of any castle. So when I read closely in this book here, Dracula, and read the words that Bram used to describe the castle from the outside, I am convinced, Tim, that he looked at that picture or pictures and used those sketches to describe an authentic castle.
Yeah.
Now, he called it Dracula's Castle, and that somehow, or he called the castle Dracula, but somehow that gets people all bent out of shape because it's got nothing to do with Vlad the Impaler. Well, it might not, although it was on the border between Wallachia and Transylvania. It was on a border crossing. Mm-hmm. And of course, Vlad was a prince of Wallachia. Bram Stoker turned him in to Count Dracula of Transylvania. But it's very possible, and the people who own the castle say, you know, it's possible that Vlad stopped in here, you know, on border crossing duties and checking if people paid taxes and royal visits, but he didn't rule from here.
Right.
And I think that's what gets people bent out of shape. It's, you can't call it Dracula's castle. Well, I'm telling you right now, you can, because it's the castle that Bram Stoker used for his external description. Now, funnily enough, the internal description of his castle was based on Slane's castle in Cruden Bay, Scotland, where they have an octagonal room and the hallway in, the different doors, no windows, exactly as Bram Stoker described Jonathan Harker entering into Castle Dracula in Chapter 2. So why is that important? Because we're going to be going to Castle Dracula. Maria has done something really impressive. Now, it is the number one tourist site in all of Romania. Tim, they get 750,000, and it's probably increased since then, visitors every year, and they get thousands every day. And every day I go in there, it's like, oh boy, it's pretty crowded. And occasionally we get a private tour, but it's still a lot of people. Yeah. Well, she has rented the whole darn thing for a private party on October the 30th, starting at 6 p.m. And it actually ends at 2 a.m. So we actually are going to be there when the veil is lifted on Halloween. So we're going to be in this castle. I think there's 90 tickets available, special courtyard drinks, some entertainment, some other cool stuff that's kind of a bit of a secret right now. After dinner, incredible buffet dinner, good wine, DJ, dancing. I'll be telling these stories about the castle and about Romanian superstition. We'll be talking about the origins of Halloween having a Irish background. So it's going to be a really cool evening, obviously all dressed up, incredible photo ops. So, you know, that's one of the highlights, but I haven't been into this castle for one of these types of private parties ever. Yeah. I've been in at the big Halloween party, but they hold it in a huge marquee tent down on the grounds where there's like, you know, 1,000 people.
Right.
And it's all exciting, but you can't move and everything else. But 90 people in your own castle, and you get to wander around, do all kinds of cool stuff yourself, as well as the eating and drinking and party. So how are we not getting you to go on this one, Tim?
I don't know, Dacre. You know, I've been negotiating with myself on a daily basis. Like,
how's self doing? Because, you know, Maria, bless her heart, she's trying to make this happen for folks because it is once in a lifetime. She's offering a payment, no interest payment plan to spread it out over 10 months. So it's like, you know, car payments, but a trip of a lifetime.
Right.
So if you guys could do it, it's going to be worth it. There's one other cool thing to mention. October, end of October in Romania, the colors of the trees are incredible. It's, you know, it's like being up in the northeast of the U.S. The colors are beautiful. So many people also have wood stoves.
Yes.
So the smell in the area is great.
Oh.
And it's just, and you know, the apples are, you know, coming off the trees, the apple cider, very fresh food. People think, oh, what's the food going to be like? Is it all like stewy goulash? No. You know, there's pork, there's chicken are the main things. Lots of fresh vegetables. I mentioned the Carpathians earlier, because of that, dominating the whole country, you've got incredible irrigation. So Romania is like the breadbasket of Europe with all the food that's produced. So it's very fresh food, and it's sort of a mixture between Hungarian and Italian. Because remember, it's called Romania for a reason. Mm-hmm. The Italians came here at about 100 and brought all the good, you know, the food, their technology, all their building of stuff with bricks. So great food, good weather, good vibe, an incredible party at Brancastle.
We have an Eastern European restaurant in Northeast Minneapolis, Kramarczyk's, and it's my favorite restaurant in Northeast Minneapolis. And I can only imagine that the food in Romania has got to be 10 times better than Kramarczyk's. And even that alone could probably sell me on going on this trip. As I'm such a foodie, but, yeah, I can only imagine. You just set the scene for me, and I'm even negotiating with myself more, Dacre, I'm telling you.
Maybe you could chalk it up to business expense if you bring some of this hardware with you and do a couple of podcasts from very cool places in Romania. Can you imagine doing one for Brancastle? You know, it's Tim Dennis, you know, Darkness of the Night coming from Brancastle. That would be cool, man.
Little Darkness Radio from Brancastle. A little party podcast, I think, would more than write off the taxes, wouldn't it?
Could be. Anyway, just for you and others, you know, it really is cool. I'm looking forward to it. It's one of the places that I go to at least once a year. I do a lot of, you know, a lot of cool research that I like to share with folks. And I got to tell you one other thing. I know it's not really on the agenda, but I like it so much. It's almost like the guy that, what razor company was that? Some guy liked the razor so much. Remington. He left off the gun. Yeah. So I like this place so much that one of the people from one of my other tours, she was a former investment banker with Goldman Sachs. She found a winery that was for sale and loved Romanian wine. And we usually, you know, we partake a little bit on this trip. So I'm now an investor in Stoker Wines, a winery in Romania that we purchased. Michael Rothenberg was an existing winery in the Chaptura region, down closer to Bucharest. There's like four or five wine growing regions because of microclimates in Romania. And Stoker Wines is in Chaptura. We're right now going through renovations of the actual winery. So our wine is not readily available, but it will be in the U.S. soon because I'm not kidding. 2 days ago, the ship arrived into Oakland, and it's going to be offloaded and it's going to be bottled and then sold in the U.S. And so I'm hoping that one of these days we'll get our wine, and it might even happen this year. We might get some of the wine to our party if we could do that. If it happens in time, there's a lot of wine left over, but we've had to move it to another winery while we're renovating our place to become an awesome visitor center.
Oh, wow.
So with any luck, people on Maria's tour will be able to at least taste some of our Stoker wine. They're tasting lots of other very good Romanian wines.
Wouldn't that be something to have some Stoker wine at Brancastle? That would be amazing. I mean, if it could all line up, of course, but that would be something. That'd kind of be the icing on the cake, wouldn't it?
It would be. I'd be proud. If not, I'm going to tell them about it anyway. But it's a really interesting little secret in Romania. They've been growing wine for 100 years, but they haven't exported it because, you know, communism only fell in 1989.
Yeah.
And during, you know, between the 40s and 89, they only kept the wine for their internal consumption. It was not making it out the country. And it's just beginning to. And you know, me and the other people in the company were like joking, like the Demeter, our product has finally left Romania. It didn't go to Whitby, but it did go to Oakland. And soon the crates will be opened and all the good juice, fermented juice, will be decanted into bottles and will be sold. And there'll be more information on that at some good time.
Very interesting. I have kind of a weird side question to ask you here before we start to kind of wrap up here, Dacre, and that's this. As you know, Nosferatu, which is loosely tied to the Dracula legend, came out in the Christmas holiday this past year. There have been other recent Dracula movies that have come out. What do you think Bram would say about some of these recent movies and some of the recent legends that have come out? And would he be tickled by some of this stuff? Would he kind of cast a bit of a skeptical eye? Would he say, you know what, I think I can write one better? Or what do you think he would say about some of this stuff?
About damn time. I think that's what he would say. About damn time. Now, the reason I say that, not facetiously, is that He was a theater manager. Film hadn't been invented when he died in 1912. He made darn sure that his book was, the dramatic rights of Dracula were protected. He did a stage reading, but he died, and it was his wife that was able to bring those dramatic rights to Hamilton Dean and John Balderston to get it on the stage. But it was 12 years later. Nosferatu, the original, came out in 22, 10 years after Bram died, and she was able to shut it down because they did an illegal knockoff, but the film survived, thank goodness. So Bram never saw any of the stuff that was in his head and in the book go on to theater or film, and I think he would have been tickled. And I think he would have thought, my God, something that I created. He didn't create vampires. He created Dracula, right? Mm-hmm. But this iconic character that he created is still going strong, Tim. And it's still doing very well. I mean, that Nosferatu film did very well. The Last Voyage of the Demeter didn't do great in the box office, but I thought it was still a great film.
Yeah.
There was different Dracula films that did okay, but they're always being reinvented. And like Bram himself and Henry Irving, you don't just redo a film the same way every time. Mm-hmm. The viewers would be bored to death. And so you and I, Tim, and all your viewers, you probably, if someone said, give me your top five vampire or Dracula films, probably half of them would be different. Mm-hmm. And so vive la différence. You know, someone likes to do it one way. Some people like, you know, the teeny bopper vampires, the romantic vampires. Some like the Skarsgård-looking vampire from Nosferatu. And that's what I think Bram would appreciate, is that he created originally this shape-shifting vampire that sometimes looked young, sometimes old, most of the times pretty gnarly, but he has adapted very well over the years. And that's what we're left with, and I think he'd be damn proud of it, as I am.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Well, Dacre, I know this much. I know there are going to be a lot of people who are looking forward to this tour coming up in Romania. And boy, I'm excited just looking at the itinerary. If you want to get a look at the itinerary, folks, it's really simple. MysteriousAdventuresTours.com. We have a link in the description of this program. You can spread it out over 10 easy payments. It's 12 days in Romania with Dacre. And every single spot that you can imagine that you'd want to get to in Romania is there. You're going to have plenty of time at each spot. You're going to get the rich experience of Romania, and you're going to get it all greatly explained to you. You're not going to feel lost while you're there. You've got a host that has been there many times before, who knows the rich culture and the texture of the land, who's going to be able to guide you through it aptly, and you're going to have a wonderful time.
And the trip is confirmed. It's on. I mean, we've got, at the moment, we've got the right number of people. We've got some more slots to fill. We've got, you know, a local guy with us, Vlad, who is a local. So you've got the outside expert. You got the inside expert. Maria's incredible, you know, people in the office to make this all happen. So it's not like, oh, it maybe will happen. I don't know.
Right,
happening.
It's happening.
And so go to the links that Tim is suggesting. You look at, and also if you know, money's tight and you want to come, look at the payment plan, interest-free, could be a way to make it happen. So I hope you do. And if you do, I look forward to seeing you all there. And otherwise, Tim, thank you so much for having me on your show. And again, for everything you do for paranormal, the whole paranormal community.
And thank you, Dacre. We appreciate it. And thank you for again, taking us all to Romania. I mean, can't think of a more perfect host to spend Halloween with. I mean, it's going to be an exciting journey. So thank you, my friend.
All right. Take care now.
Thank you. Folks, that'll do it for this week. Again, a couple of notes for you. If you're listening to this program on audio and you want to watch it, it's real simple. You just go to darknessradioshow.com and click on the show you're interested in. You can watch a video there, or go to YouTube, the original Darkness Radio, and watch the show there. The second thing is the Darkness Radio app is available for Apple. Go to the Apple Store and download it there. If you already have it, there's an update available for you. Go ahead and update it there. The third thing, the event for the Palmer House, August 1st and 2nd, Potographs for Pooches. We're raising money for the animal shelter in St. Cloud, Minnesota. Tim Miley, Scotty Rorick, and myself. By all means, folks, we still have just a few precious tickets left. Go get those tickets right now. Let's fill this event up. Let's get the money for the animals in those shelters, and let's raise money for those animals. Let's sell it out. Let's get it done and get those animals taken care of. We have a link in the description of this program for those animals. Let's get those animals taken care of. That'll do it for this week. And by all means, one last reminder, it's going to be a beautiful weekend this weekend. Let's get those neighbors and friends and family members who are disabled and elderly out to enjoy that great weekend. Be a light in someone's darkness this weekend. Go help those friends, neighbors, and loved ones out there who are disabled and elderly. Enjoy it with you. Be a light in someone's darkness this weekend. A message from your friends here at Darkness Radio. For Mally Fox, for Jessica Freeberg, for Beer City Bruiser, I'm Tim Dennis. Thank you so much. We're so grateful that you watch and listen to us here on the best in paranormal podcasting. This is Darkness Radio.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisiscle.com/podcast.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisiscle.com/podcast.
L-E-T-E-N-P-C. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisiscle.com/podcast.
L-E-T-E-N-P-C.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisiscle.com/podcast.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisiscle.com/podcast.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisiscle.com/podcast.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisiscle.com/podcast.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, Learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisiscle.com/podcast.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisiscle.com/podcast.
L-E-T-E-N-E-T. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisiscle.com/podcast.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisiscle.com/podcast.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisiscle.com/podcast.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, The Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shaped the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisiscle.com/podcast.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with washablesofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slip covers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at washablesofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.